You're listening to Raphael Frubeck de Burgos' final concert with the Pittsburgh Symphony, recorded in November of 2013. This program is presented in his memory. I'm Jim Cunningham. Still to come, the Pittsburgh premiere of Leonardo Balada's Symphony No. 6 and the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1 with Arabella Steinbacher. It was the year 1917. Revolution had taken hold of Russia. Nicholas II, the country's last emperor, was about to relinquish his office, and civil war lay menacingly on the horizon. But even though his native land was in turmoil, 27-year-old Sergei Prokofiev was at the top of his productivity. That year, the young composer completed a slew of works, including music for piano, his third and fourth piano sonatas, his Classical Symphony No. 1, and his Concerto No. 1 in D for violin and orchestra. Unfortunately, the first performance of Prokofiev's first violin concerto was hardly smooth sailing. After scrambling to find someone who would agree to learn the piece in time for the looming 1923 Paris premiere, the composer ultimately placed the concerto in the capable hands of violinist Marcel Darrieux and conductor Serge Koussevitzky. However, the music was received coolly. At the time, Parisians were hungry for music with a more modern flair and couldn't help but criticize the concerto for its blatant romantic tendencies. Frenchman Georges Auric went so far as to label the piece Mendelssohnian, a product of a bygone era. Nevertheless, Prokofiev's first violin concerto went on to earn a central position in the violin repertoire and has since been championed by some of the greatest violinists of the 20th century, including Joseph Sigeti and Nathan Milstein. Here is guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and violinist Arabella Steinbacher performing the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1 on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Sergei Prokofiev's Concerto No. 1 in D for violin and orchestra, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos and violinist Arabella Steinbacher. Arabella Steinbacher's parents were opera lovers. She shares her name Arabella with an opera by that name, written by Richard Strauss.
In the opera, she's actually, well, everyone wants to marry her. She's just surrounded by all kinds of men who would like to be with her, but she has a little sister. And well, it's a bit complicated maybe to tell now, but I think it's not such a terrible meaning of person like Salome or something, so it's maybe better to be called Arabella than maybe Salome, I guess.
Arabella Steinbacher knows the importance of beer to music. She's from Munich, and she's enjoyed many hours at the Marienplatz, at the Hofbrauhaus, and Oktoberfest.
I live around the corner, actually, which is very noisy around Oktoberfest, but I'm a Munich child. I always go to the Oktoberfest at least once. And otherwise, yeah, Munich is a very cozy, small city. I mean, if you grow up in the States, I think, in the big cities, then it's really like a little village, but it's very sweet.
I'm trying to have the picture of you at the table, everyone clinking glasses together and singing.
Well, if I drink enough beer, I also dance on the tables.
We lift a glass to Arabella Steinbacher, heard in the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1 with the Pittsburgh Symphony and guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. This was his last concert, recorded in November of 2013 at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. Next, an American premiere, the Symphony No. 6 by Leonardo Balada. Leonardo Balada was born in Barcelona, Spain, on the 22nd of September, 1933. His early life was far from ideal. From ages 3 through 6, his time was often spent fleeing with his family from the terror of the Spanish Civil War. And for 17 years thereafter, Leonardo Balada lived under the authoritarian dictatorship of Francisco Franco, all the while nurturing his burgeoning musical ability at Barcelona's conservatory. Then in 1956, Leonardo Balada finally got the chance to pursue his passion for composition. He came to the United States on scholarship and graduated from the Juilliard School in 1960, where he was instructed by composers such as Vincent Persichetti, Alexander Tolzman, and Aaron Copland. Over the years, Leonardo Balada's style has constantly evolved, morphing from neoclassicism to avant-garde to the fusion of folk melodies and avant-garde techniques that he utilizes in his compositions today. That mixture is ever present in Leonardo Balada's Sixth Symphony, music that he subtitled Symphony of Sorrows. Guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos explains that the music mourns the unsung sacrifices of the bloody civil war that Balada remembers all too well.
Well, it's a piece that he wrote over the victims of the Spanish Civil War. He puts the idea that in a civil war, there are no winners, no losers, that everybody is a loser. And it's the victims, innocent victims, who have nothing to do with the whole thing. To them is dedicated. He puts the hymn of the Franco Falange, he puts the hymn of the Republicans, fights together, makes a beautiful end the sorrow of the people who suffer, which are the most important.
Well, these are two hymns, two anthems, that both sides used as their flag symbol. Carol Saw, which is the anthem of the fascist part of the problem, and El Himno de Riego, that was used by the democratic side. And in this piece, I confront the two anthems as a protest, in a way, it's a protest against the stupidity of the Spaniards at that point.
Composer and faculty member at Carnegie Mellon University, Leonardo Balada. Here is guest conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos to lead the Pittsburgh Symphony in the American premiere of Ballada's Symphony No. 6, The Symphony of Sorrows. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos with Leonardo Ballada's Symphony of Sorrows. This was the American premiere of the Symphony No. 6.
Where was the premiere of the 6th? Which orchestra and which conductor?
The Barcelona Symphony. Salvador Mas was the conductor. That was, as I say, in almost 10 years ago.
How was it received at the premiere, your Symphony No. 6?
Well, very well received. I felt that the reception they had here in Pittsburgh was, also in Galicia, was very well received. But the public was absolutely unanimous, standing up at once, all at once, as soon as the piece finished. And I remember the poor Rafael Fulber de Burgos, he did the American premiere here in Pittsburgh, and he said, I never heard a contemporary piece in which the public has a sudden reaction so positive as the Symphony No. 6.
Over the course of his career, Balada has composed 6 symphonies, 3 full-length operas, and many works for chorus, wind ensemble, solo instruments, and much more. Leonardo Balada has received several international awards, including an Academy Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters for outstanding artistic achievement. He has taught composition at Carnegie Mellon University's School of Music for over 40 years.
Losing Rafael Fulber de Burgos, that is so sad.
I mean, he did the symphony in November of last year, 13. He always used to come home for dinner and so on, and we talk. And he had been sick, I think, for a year. He had some kind of operation. But we didn't expect there would be something like that, you know.
Frubeck had such joy and enjoyed life, so positive always.
All the time. He was typical Spaniard, which everything is great and let's go ahead.
This program is dedicated to the memory of Rafael Fulber de Burgos, who died in June of 2014. Conductor Rafael Fulber de Burgos lived more than half of his life on the podium. He led the Danish National Symphony Orchestra, the National Symphony in Washington, D.C., the Vienna Symphony, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in 62 concerts. Rafael Fulber de Burgos recorded Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, having consulted with the composer. He recorded Mozart's Requiem and Georges Bizet's Carmen, all classics of the recorded literature. On July 11, 2014, Rafael Fulber de Burgos died in Pamplona, Spain. He'd conducted in America just a few days earlier at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. His last hours were spent roughly 100 miles away from his native Burgos. Rafael Fulber de Burgos was 80 years old. There are just a few more notes from Spain in this tribute to Rafael Fulber de Burgos, who always seemed like the best possible neighbor, someone you would enjoy sharing a paella with while laughing over a glass of sangria and talking about Manuel de Falla's music. Here is Rafael Fulber de Burgos to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony in the Neighbor's Dance from the ballet The Three-Cornered Hat.
Thank you.
The Neighbor's Dance from the ballet The Three-Cornered Hat by Manuel de Falla, recorded on March 16, 2007 at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. It was one of the more than 62 occasions that Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony. Earlier we heard Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, Arabella Steinbacher played the Prokofiev First Violin Concerto, and we had the American premiere of the Symphony No. 6, The Symphony of Sorrows by Leonardo Ballada. To Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, we say muchas gracias, adios amigo, te quiero. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget you can hear the Pittsburgh Symphony anytime on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Write for your free program guide. It includes a complete list of all the concerts in the series. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light comes along with the radio guide. Don't forget to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is produced by WQED-FM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Carnegie Mellon University's Ben Burgess helped out with the script writing. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Public Radio International.